This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Test, test, test. News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. The National Weather Service in Duluth says storm damage in parts of northwest Wisconsin appears to be from strong straight-line winds, not tornadoes. Survey crews assessed damage Saturday in northern Bayfield County and found no evidence of tornado activity, though additional analysis is still underway. The storms caused significant damage in communities, including Washburn, with widespread reports of downed trees and power lines. Many residents were without electricity over the weekend as crews worked to clear debris and restore service. County officials say cleanup efforts are ongoing, and crews continue working to repair damage across the area. Damage assessments are not yet complete in Ashland, Iron, and Sawyer counties. If you experience storm damage, you're encouraged to report it to the National Weather Service office in Duluth. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to check fire danger and burn restrictions before doing any outdoor burning as spring fire season ramps up. Officials say recent storms have left behind debris across the state, increasing wildfire risk despite last week's rain. The DNR reports about 50 wildfires have already burned more than 150 acres in Wisconsin. With dry conditions, low humidity, and breezy weather expected, that risk could grow in the days ahead. Officials say downed trees and branches can dry out quickly, creating fuel that allows fires to spread easily. If you're cleaning up storm damage, the DNR recommends using local brush collection sites or taking debris to a transfer station when possible. If burning is allowed, residents should check permit requirements, watch the weather, keep piles small, and always have water and tools nearby. Fire danger can change quickly this time of year, and officials say it's important to check conditions before lighting any fire. You can check current fire danger, wildfire reports, and burning restrictions on the DNR's website. I'm Maddie Schaefer, and you're listening to Northwoods News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The Wisconsin governor's race is turning into a debate over who can actually win statewide. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez said in a recent forum that she has the best shot in a general election, while also questioning the chances of Mandela Barnes and Francesca Hong. Kelda Royce is making her own electability argument, saying on WISN 12's Upfront program that Barnes underperformed in his 2022 Senate run. Royce also says the endorsement from Wisconsin's largest teachers' union gives her campaign momentum. More Wisconsin women will soon get better access to cancer screenings and extended care after pregnancy under two new state laws soon to kick in. One law requires insurance to fully cover additional breast cancer tests for women with dense breast tissue or higher risk, helping catch cancer earlier and avoid costly delays. Another expands Medicaid coverage for new moms from just 60 days to a full year after giving birth. It all starts July 1st. State leaders say the changes are meant to improve health outcomes, reduce preventable deaths, and make sure women don't skip care because of cost. And as spring migration ramps up, the DNR wants people to watch birds and help protect them at the same time. More than 350 species travel through the state each year, following seasonal light changes. The DNR say birds face added risks during migration, including collisions and habitat loss. They're asking people to turn off lights at night, make windows safer, and plant native species. The annual Wisconsin Birdathon is also happening now to raise money for bird conservation. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Tigers tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers open a three-game series tonight in downtown Detroit against the Tigers. Left-hander Kyle Harrison gets the start. Harrison and what he likes about working with Brewers catcher William Contreras.
It was awesome. I mean, from starting off in the bullpen, you know, him ripping things back at me. And, you know, it's just that consistency. He wants that consistency. And that's everything in pitching, you know, tunneling, all that. And he gets it. He gets it. And just awesome having conviction back there. That's the way I would sum it up.
NFL, Bo Melton is back with the Pack. The 26-year-old wide receiver and defensive back has signed a one-year deal worth over $1 million. Head coach Matt LaFleur on Melton.
I just love the energy he brings to our football team. A great competitor. The moment's never too big. You've seen him make plays in all three phases. You know, just a Swiss Army knife. There's nothing he can't do.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a really nice day today. Barely a breeze, lots of sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to around 36 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more sunshine, another nice day with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.